For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Cliff Thornton, and this is Efficacy. And my report today is on the Drug Policy Conference that's taking place in Hartford, Connecticut on October 21st and 22nd at Trinity College. It is presented by the City of Hartford, hosted by Trinity College, and sponsored by Aetna Foundation. There are four bullets that we put together to summarize the conference: the point, the aim, the audience, and the goal. The conference, under the point, is to bring law enforcement groups, state agencies, state and city representatives, and national experts with creative talent to meet the drug scourge head on. The aim of the conference is to challenge these experts to tell us what resources are needed to increase success rates and efforts to reduce drug use and its associated social and criminal ramifications. The audience that we are targeting is city policymakers, state agency representatives, legislators, caregivers from a wide range of social services, medical providers, representatives of problem-solving committees and neighborhood organizations, church members, and city residents. The goal of the conference is to provide up-to-the-minute information which would lead to the next steps, conclusions, and ongoing discussions, and a community of advocates for possible policy changes that will make a real difference in people's lives. This is Cliff Thornton reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Since the invasion of Afghanistan in 2001, the White House has given tacit approval to Afghan opium production and subsequent heroin manufacture. For the last 2 years, U.S.-occupied Afghanistan has been the origin of nearly 90% of the world's heroin. Although cultivation is down overall from last year, the U.N. reports poppy acreage more than tripling in some provinces. Andre Hollis, the Pentagon's top counter-narcotics official in President Bush's first term, says that Iran, awash in a flood of U.S.-Afghan heroin, is now allowing that flood to empty freely into neighboring Iraq, where heroin trafficking is being used to significantly fund the anti-U.S. insurgency. According to this week's Washington Times, the Iraqi insurgents used the proceeds of trafficking U.S.-Afghan heroin in order to purchase weapons and equipment and to pay Iraqi citizens to conduct attacks on U.S. troops and to plant deadly improvised explosive devices. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people.
Yes, the U.S. government is quite resourceful. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.